think we're ready. Everybody's here. Usually we're on the beach tonight, and we just thought this would be a little bit easier to manage and a little less distracting when they start the fireworks while we're in the middle of having our worship time. And so we'll do this, and then you'll be free after to go to bed. Watch a sunset, go to the beach. We will have the fire at the beach at 8 o'clock. And usually the fireworks start near 9. It's kind of a nice display to watch, so if you've got nothing better to do, we'll see you out at the beach after. We usually have opportunity to share some testimonies like we do in most of our meetings. And so I think we've got a few people coming and going. Maybe it's your last opportunity. Don't miss it. But if anybody has something you want to share, we'll feel free to do that. But you have to go quick. Not that you have to say it quick, but you have to get up quick or something so that we don't have too much silence. Okay. Number 60 in our books. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood, dying for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued? one have a testimony before we sing the rest? Maybe two.
Amen.
We'll sing the next two verses, and then we'll take two more testimonies. So, thank
you. Lord, my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a grinning ray. I woke the dungeon flame with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose when forth and followed thee. Amazing love, how can it be that
all a greater burden for those that are lost and who are dying in their sins without you, and Lord, if they breathe their last breath without the gospel, Lord, it would mean an eternity of separation from you. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help us to take that very seriously, and that we would be so thankful for the salvation that we have that we could not in any way really keep quiet about this good news that we've experienced. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, give us all, as you did for our brother Luca, a greater burden, oh God, for those that you're endeavoring to reach. And Lord, as your word says, how will they know unless someone tells them? And Lord, we ask, Lord, that this camp, this fellowship, all the churches we're connected with, Lord, there'd be a continued and a greater urgency to just send people out, Lord, to those that are lost, even if it's sending them out right onto the blocks around our churches, or even throughout this country or throughout this world, Lord. Just give us a greater love for you that includes a greater love for people, oh Jesus. And not only the lost, but help us to love each other more, oh God. And that people would see our love that we genuinely have for one another and know we belong to you. And that they can have that love too and belong to you as well, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, use me. And, oh, Lord, don't refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will.
Number 39. When Jesus sought me and found me, I was way down deep in sin. He called me forevermore his own. Now he has given a fountain of sweetness within. He's the best friend.
Friend.
We've been blessed to have several ministers with us through the first period already. I've been especially blessed because I get to hear somebody else besides me speak, and I appreciate all their help. Especially Brother Gary this week has been ministering throughout the week in our meetings, and his wife, Sister Catherine, ministers with him in their new church, but still connected with their church they've been in for a lot of years. And I asked Sister Catherine if she'd share with us tonight. Let's open our hearts. Thank you.